Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, the Occidental Center for the Arts proudly presents Patrick Ball, Celtic Harp and Story. This event takes place Sunday, November 17th at 4 p.m., and I'm here with Occidental Center for the Arts event coordinator Andrea Van Dyke. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Charlie.
Thank you for joining me this morning to talk about Patrick Ball, a Celtic harpist and a storyteller, apparently. Tell us about Patrick.
Well, he's a world-renowned American master of the Gaelic instrument and a fabulous storyteller. He's recorded 9 instrumental and 3 spoken word albums. He's sold over 500,000 copies. He's won awards all over the world in both music and spoken word. And he has, you know that the Irish storytelling is full of magic and wonder, and Patrick can summon that. He is an incredible storyteller, and his stories are not all about Irish myths. They have a lot of laughter, humor, politics, passion, and he merges this beautiful ethereal Celtic harp playing with a really great story all throughout. And he has come to our center 5 times. This will be his 5th visit. He has just recently relocated to Ireland, lived in Sebastopol, still has a home in Sebastopol with his wife, Susan, who's an artist. And they moved their beloved dog, Max, and themselves to a wonderful remote farmhouse in County Clare. And it's a perfect landscape for Patrick because he has a very poetic nature and it's a very remote and gorgeous setting. So we are so pleased that he can come back to Sebastopol, to our area again, to Sonoma County, to have Celtic Harp and Story. He has several other one-man shows that he's done. Yeats, and he collaborates with other musicians. But he is going to be there in the afternoon this time at 4 p.m. from 4 to 6. So it's a wonderful day on a Sunday, November 17th, to drive up to Occidental, take a beautiful drive. We serve wine and beer and other goodies, and then go out for dinner or somewhere at one of the fine restaurants in Occidental or around.
Tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the door, but reservations are required. This sounds like this might sell out.
Well, you can get brown paper ticket reservations. You can go on our website and then access the brown paper ticket link, and we hope it sells out. Patrick considers the Art Center a home. I'm very pleased to say that. I mean, he travels all over the world and he tours extensively, but he always speaks very kindly about the Art Center. We have an intimate environment, great acoustics. It's like a house concert, but with all the bells and whistles. And it's a wonderful place to listen to performers because we're not a bar, we're not a restaurant. We're a venue where we really value the connection between the artist and the performers. And we have fabulous acoustics. So we have been a lot of world-renowned performers come to OCA, and I'm very proud of that record.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, as the event coordinator, you're the one bringing this world of talent here.
I'm the lucky one.
Yeah, what's that job like, being able to share all this with the local community?
Oh, it's a fabulous job. It's a volunteer job, for one thing, and it's a lot of hours. But I've met so many incredible musicians and maintained a lot of connections with them. And many of them, like Juanito Pascual, flamenco guitarist, have come back again and again to OCA. We just hosted Alan Reed and Rob Von Sante from Scotland and England. And Claude Bourbon from France comes almost every year. So it's a great venue for world music. And I think that's really important in these times in particular, to share the amazing variety of music there is in the world and the connections that can be made. We also host many, many local musicians. Doug Jane has brought Laughing Gravy and Kevin Russell. Of course, we value so much our connection with local musicians, and we try to make those kind of concerts happen as often as possible.
Absolutely. Well, I can imagine. But you guys do a lot of great work, and this concert coming up is just another example of that. So go see Patrick Ball play the Celtic Harp and tell some stories on Sunday, November 17th, 4 p.m. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.